This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Self-reflection can be healthy, but as one music critic asked, what happens when self-reflection reveals the demon inside? The critic was writing about the music of Lincoln Durham. Lincoln is an Austin-based musician who combines the blues with gritty stories to create an authentic sound that captures your ear and generally messes with the rest of your head. His latest album is called Revelations of a Mind Unraveling. He's going to perform tonight at Local 506 in Chapel Hill, but first joins me in the studio, Lincoln Durham. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Oh, good to be here. Thank you for having me.
What I didn't say in the intro was that you're kind of a one-man band, too, right?
Yes, yeah. I have every limb that I've got, I've got moving, if I can, on stage. So, yeah, it's kind of... it's a bit of a spectacle, I guess.
When did you latch on to that idea?
It kind of came progressively, I guess. It was a digression, maybe. I don't know, but it came out of necessity at first. When I first started about 5 years ago or so, I couldn't really afford a band, you know, doing what I was doing, and so you know, I thought, what if I, you know, my foot's tapping? What if I put a kick drum under it, and then that turns into two kick drums and a floor tom and a snare, and you know, just
pretty soon
all kinds of stuff.
You're saving money,
snowballed.
And you're learning to play a lot of instruments.
Right.
Now the music, we're talking about this blend of blues, rock, and some pretty heavy lyrics, some kind of deep stuff. In fact, you're a fan of Edgar Allan Poe, right?
I'm a huge fan. In fact, we went to the museum while we were in Richmond yesterday. So I've been a big avid reader of his and the like for a long time.
And that kind of writing appeals to you and finds its way into your music, I guess.
It does, yeah. You know, I've never been one to write or be able to write a love song or even sit down and decide that I'm going to write this type of a song. It's mine. My songs are, they're not pandering to a darkness or anything. It's more just that's my way of kind of expelling, you know, the poison that's inside of me. You know, it's my therapy. Yeah.
Let's hear some of your toxic therapy right now, shall we?
I can do that.
A shank of a straighter razor and gripped sadly with thumb against the heel. Let the blade slide without disturbance, melancholy daydreams of watching home blood congeal. La 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 la. La 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 la. Bone to be buried. Child, you're gonna bleed until you die. Woo. Woo. Shut up now and listen to them. Can't you hear them? They're making me beat my head against the wall. Listen, voices in my head, they're saying, I hate them, hate them, hate them, hate them, hate them, oh yeah. La 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 la. La 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 la. Only be buried. Child, you're gonna bleed until you die. Brother John, look at that tree. It's a mighty fine tree, but a castle on the shadows. Brother John, beware that tree. If you stand in the shadows, it'll make you darker too. Brother John, hey, look at that tree. It's a mighty fine tree, but a castle on the shadows. Brother John, beware that tree. If you stand in the shadows, it'll make you dark too. La 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 la. La 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 la. Gonna be buried. Bone to cry. La 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 la. La 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 la. You better get to praying, child. You're gonna be until you die.
Bleed Until You Die. Lincoln Durham is with me in the studio, going to be at Local 506 in Chapel Hill, North Carolina tonight. That is from his new album, Revelations of a Mind Unraveling. You talked about the fact that this is, you know, sort of helps you work through some of this stuff. Is it therapeutic for you? Do you find yourself feeling some sense of relief as you work through the song?
Absolutely. You know, I always say I put my you know, attitudes towards, you know, things, towards life, politics, whatever, what have you. I put that, you know, into my music. I suffered, you know, from a lot, and do still, you know, from a lot of depression, you know, anxiety, OCD, things like that. And it does. Transferring that into a song and kind of sending it out into the world seems to, you know, lift me a little bit. It's funny because I talk to when I get done with shows and I go out and talk to fans or in interviews, you know, people are, the thing they usually end up saying about me is that, you know, I thought you'd be a lot darker. You're a lot happier than what I expected. And I think that's part of what it is that, you know, that kind of allows me the escape. That's where I get, you know, get all the demons out and then, you know, I can kind of move on with my life.
We talked about you being a kind of one-man band, too. You have a vintage cigar box guitar as well, right?
I do. I play several just nasty, ugly instruments. And, you know, it's kind of weird in studio with just the just a little eekling of noise. But they, you know, with enough amperage and enough tension on a string, you can make anything somewhat an acceptable instrument. And so, I first started playing one years ago, and I saw the first one I ever played in a music shop, and it had one string on it, and I thought, I want to find out how much, you know, noise I can bleed out of that thing. And it kind of went from there. And now, you know, people will present me, you know, cigar box guitars that they've made, you know, at shows. And so
that's pretty cool.
Most of them are usable. And so I'll just kind of add those to the van collection.
You play them all at once. You get a couple more arms.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Well, will you play one for us now?
I will, yeah. Right. Here's another delightful little tune.
Tell my mother that I love her. Tell my father that I try. Tell my brother to watch over our sister. I told her I'd be there, but it would seem that I lie. Yes, it would seem that I lie. Ooh, ooh. Well, my countenance grows ever blacker. In my pallor bright away, but the blood flows as red as those saints in your prayers mean so different. You and I, yeah, we ain't so different. You and I, oh, 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 oh. I stay right here and gravel and turn I bide my ever loving time.
a sinner 6 foot under, and a holy man lays to the right. But the grass grows as green as though stumping on the good book as it does to the children of the night. As it does to the children of the night. Bad my ever loving time. I will not go to heaven. Don't believe in the other side. I stay right here in gravel and dirt. Now abide my ever loving time.
Bide My Time, Lincoln Durham, gonna be at Local 506 tonight. That's from his latest album, Revelations of a Mind Unraveling. You're going to play Local 506 tonight. You were playing in bars since you were 10 years old, but apparently the fiddle and not any of the instruments you brought with us today. Tell us about your early music
career. Yeah, I did. I started playing the fiddle when I was four. That was one of those things where that was put in my hands, you know, by my grandpa and my dad. And so did that for a long time, but I never really took to it so well, you know, because I always tell parents, let the kid, if they want to play music, let the kids decide what they want to play, because they're ultimately going to do that anyway, you know. And but I did. I sat over in the corner of kind of a honky tonk style band for you know, years, actually, up until into my adolescence, you know. We'd go, you know, we'd have to play a lot of bars. Some of it was Opry stuff, which I don't know if you get. Well, yeah, of course you have it up here, but yeah, it's those things where a lot of it was the. You know, once every 3 weeks, like every third Saturday, they would have, you know, these little shows in an old schoolhouse or something like that, you know. But then it was a lot of little honky tonks and bars, you know, playing at the ages of 8 and 10.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
But do you learn a lot about music?
I did, you know. I learned a lot about music, but a lot about the way kind of the, you know, the venue system works, you know, and a lot about, you know, having to kind of be along for the ride when the lead guy is a little hammered, you know.
Oh, so, I see. You're gonna have
so, you know, you learn the drama early of the music industry, and so I was well primed, I think.
Will you do another song for us?
I will. Yeah. Let's see. Let me change the key real quick.
Screen door blowing in the wind that's drying up the blood on the overflow. A dead man's shadow still dancing from a 41 bomb swinging back and forth. A record is skipping in the middle of a song house singing about an old devil little. Little man still crying in the corner singing, Daddy should have known much better. A whole dirty washtub won't get you cleaned up. Sinner from the day you're born, beautifully sold in violent tone. Enemy's life is like an old corner ride, going wild and shaking off the tracks. My mama's in the kitchen, ain't here, was he hurting? Take a comfort from a bottle and a sack. What you can't figure is if you're still sinning, how can you ever call yourself saved? Singing knick-knack, paddywhack, broken glass of cognac. I bet it can't hurt me from the grave. A whole dirty washtub won't get you cleared it up. Sinner from the day you're born, beautifully sold in violent tone. Beautifully sold in violent tone. All right, now here we go. Bad wolf and pretty sheepskin showed his teeth when he took to the drain. A little bitty girl is capable of terrible things when she pushed to the brain. Or some folks are just victims of the times and some from their own wicked ways. But now the law's at the front door, Ella's at the back door, and Mama hangs her head in shame. A whole dirty washtub
won't get you cleared up. Sinning from the day you're born. Beautifully sold and biting the tone. Beautifully sold and biting the tone. Beautifully sold and biting the tone. Oh, hush now, Ellie. You're safe and sound. You see, Daddy won't be showing his face around. No. Oh, he's gonna join old Death for tea. We gonna tell him about the little girl who grew big tea.
Lincoln Durham, his new album is called Revelations of a Mind Unraveling. He's going to perform tonight at 9 o'clock, local 506 in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Lincoln, I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but first I want to thank you very much for being on the program. Sounds
thank
great.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You can find out more about Lincoln Durham and his performance tonight and other nights at our website, stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, and Charlie Shelton Ormond. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Budarski sitting in today. Brent Wolf, WNC's news director. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Lincoln Durham.
I've been creeping in the shadows with the wretched, and I got to get away. I've been creeping in the shadows with the wretched, and I got to get away. Realism has got me so free. That's why I got to get away.